The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Lots of people wanting to chime in on the story of the day. Of course, the fact that Hillary Clinton will not see any criminal charges. And to that end, let's bring in our next guest, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, usually an in-studio guest, but he's a man in demand today, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Very good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, what is Judicial Watch's position on this? Obviously, you had nothing to do with the criminal charges. You've got your own FOIA investigation going on in your own civil case. Does this affect your proceedings at all?
Well, it provides more information, at least the FBI's disclosures, that there are thousands of government emails that are still out there that haven't been disclosed by Mrs. Clinton, and at least were attempted to be destroyed by Mrs. Clinton, and the FBI was managed to find some of them anyway. That is going to be of interest to the courts, I think, in our cases, who think, as we do, that FOIA might have been upended, and that's why we have discovery. So we have a pending request with one federal court for Mrs. Clinton's deposition. We may and are thinking about asking another court. So there's a lot of grist for the mill if you're interested in how the Freedom of Information Act works, despite the disappointment with the FBI director laying out a criminal case against Hillary Clinton and suggesting that it shouldn't proceed.
Can I ask you one specific follow-up there before Lisa jumps in here, and I know she's ready. Specifically to the deletion of emails, we were told by Hillary Clinton from day one and her campaign that her team looked at every single email, read every single email, and they were the sole arbiters determining whether it was a government email or a personal email. The whole idea of a FOIA request that you at Judicial Watch started, and that's how this whole thing sort of came to light, was that we the people have a right to look at the work that our employees, our government officials, are doing. And so now we know that they did not turn over all of their emails. Is there any kind of recovery effort that you can institute through your lawsuit or the government can institute through their, you know, desire to actually fulfill their requirements to the American people? They can recover these emails so we can see for ourselves whether all of her emails that she deleted were in fact personal or not.
Well, I'm sure that's something our lawyers are going to grapple with given the new information yesterday, but I can tell you that Judge Sullivan, Emmett Sullivan, the federal court judge who granted us discovery that saw this witness testimony from that we saw recently from Cheryl Mills and Yuma Abedin and Judicial Watch's case, a few months ago he was talking about requiring the State Department to subpoena the records from the Clinton email server. And, so that may still result. There may be an effort by the court, or the court may have the opportunity to get these emails by requiring the State Department to take legal action to get them. Huh.
Tom, do you think it was the intention of Hillary Clinton to set up the private email server and private email account to circumvent FOIA requests like the ones that you have made?
Oh, exactly. She was warned repeatedly that her BlackBerry was not secure, but she did it anyway. She and her staff were given options repeatedly to set up email accounts under the Freedom of Information Act that would be covered by that law, and she didn't take that option despite her email system not even working for herself. So I don't know how you can conclude otherwise. You know, I remember James Carville shortly after the story broke last year saying that, yeah, I could tell you why Hillary Clinton didn't want to do this. She didn't want Louie Gohmert looking through her email records. Well, that's the problem. She doesn't think her people that she perceives to be her political opponents or her enemies or, frankly, anyone not her, as Yuma Abedin said, she didn't want anyone looking at her personal emails.
And what is the penalty, Tom Fitton, for a government employee at any level to delete a government email that is open for a FOIA request? Are there penalties that have been levied in the past?
Well, there's nothing specific, I think, to individuals for doing that under FOIA, but you can't destroy government records, and you can't take them with you. There are criminal penalties for that. So Mr. Comey's cribbed view of his charge to investigate criminal activity, seemingly, he should have been thinking about why were government records being destroyed willy-nilly and taken from the government without permission.
I think, Tom, I think a lot of people are interested in knowing what transpired during the meeting between Hillary Clinton and the FBI. I know you had mentioned that there are still documents that you're pursuing. Do you think that information is ever going to come to light?
Yes, because, typically an FBI, when they conduct an interview, the agents create a report of the interview. It's called a 302. They don't take notes typically, but they recount the report, interview in a narrative form in an FBI 302. As Justice Department attorneys were there, they may have notes, but that will be harder to get. But typically the 302s can become public, but it won't come public right now because, believe it or not, the Justice Department still has to decide whether to prosecute Hillary Clinton despite Comey's recommendation. So it's still a live issue.
Do you expect to, after now that this is passed, the FBI investigation, do you expect to be able to depose Hillary Clinton at some point before the election?
Well, I think, if it happens, it will happen soon, and it's up to the courts in the end, but we're asking.
Can I also ask you, now that the criminal investigation is over, and it was a criminal investigation, make no mistake about it, can we find out the details of the immunity agreement for Mr. Pagliano? Mr. Pagliano pled the Fifth over 125 times you deposed him. He has an immunity agreement. Since there will be no criminal charges, why did they offer an immunity agreement if they didn't have criminal charges that they could get on a bigger fish?
That's right. If the investigation is concluded, as many suspect it will be, by the compromised Justice Department, that type of material will become, available to the public.
Isn't it true that a prosecutor or an investigator will offer an immunity deal only because they know that that person who they're offering the immunity to has the goods on somebody bigger, someone that they can actually nail with something more serious? Did Comey misstep here? Did the Justice Department screw up?
Well, Comey described the necessary elements for a criminal charge against Hillary Clinton and then gave her a get-out-of-jail-free card in a way that didn't make sense to anybody. So I think, the FBI blinked in the face of the Justice Department and Clinton corruption.
Tom, I know that you're used to, dealing with a lot of FOIA requests and kind of going after and trying to find this sort of information. Have you seen sort of... Does this instance sort of stand out in the documents that you've pursued and in other investigations that you guys have conducted?
Stand out is not the word for it. Never before in the history of FOIA, and we've been doing corruption against investigations against the Clintons for years and years. Never before have we seen anything like this in terms of a massive effort supported by the Obama administration in large measure to avoid the Freedom of Information Act and public disclosure and accountability under the law.
Real fast, Tom Fitton.
And she upended FOIA, and I think the FBI director may have helped upend it further by allowing Mrs. Clinton to do what she did.
I'm down to 15 seconds. Real fast, in your assessment, did James Comey, he just didn't want to be the next Ken Starr? Do you think that's what's at play here?
I don't think he wanted to have to resign after he submitted a request for a prosecution to a Justice Department he knew wasn't going to do anything.
Hmm. All right, we got to leave it there. President of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, one of the key players in bringing this entire email scam to the public's view, and I know that you will not relent. Your investigation continues, and you always have a place here, Tom Fitton. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Larry.
I suspect she didn't want Louis Gohmert rifling through her emails.